Today, we would like to learn together lessons about sex.
今天呢,
Yes, we want to spend more than 1 week to learn this rather practical question about sex.
没错,我们想用超过一个礼拜的时间去学习一些关于性方面的事情。
If you're a young person,
假如你是一个年轻人,
say if you're a teen,
或者譬如是青少年阶段,
as you grow up,
当你一路成长的时候,
you become increasingly curious about sex,
那你就会越来越对性产生好奇,
about your own body,
对于你自己的身体,
about your emotional change within you,
又或者你自己里面的情绪上的改变,
and you become very curious about other people.
并且你会对别人都产生好奇。
Now, how are you dealing with this strong curiosity within you?
那你里面一种更强烈的好奇，你怎样去处理它呢？
And how do you deal with the increasing powerful sexual desires that you feel within you?
在你里面一路越发加增的这种性欲，你又怎样去处理它呢？
How do you handle what your peers, your friends talk about at school?
那你又怎样面对来自你的朋辈、同学的压力呢？
How they talk about what they do in private?
又或者他们告诉你，他们静鸡鸡暗中做了什么事？
When it seems that so many people around you are doing these things while they are teens, how do you deal with it?
当你看到你的朋辈，他们都是暗中去做一些性方面的事情，你听到这些故事之后，你又怎样去处理呢？
What about the internet?
如果在网上又如何呢？
May I say, unfortunately,
用我说呢，很不幸的。
Today, you can get free sexual porn in the internet so readily.
很不幸的就是今时今日，年轻人是很容易在网上就可以看到一些色情的东西。
When you get to see and hear this so-called free sex on TV and in the internet, how do you deal with these bombardments?
当你是看电视或者上网，经常会碰到这些自由可以去发生性关系的时候，这些事情你又怎样去处理面对呢？
And if you are a parent,
假如你是父母的话,
and you have children,
你有儿女,
how do you deal with what your children are facing?
那你儿女面对的困难，你又怎样去帮助他们?
You see your children growing up,
你见你的儿女长大紧,
you see your children changing,
你见到你的儿女是改变紧,
you see what your children are hearing and seeing,
你也知道你的儿女呢, 看到什么, 听到什么?
You see your children having questions and struggle.
你又知道你的儿女心中是有挣扎。
How are you dealing with it?
那你又怎样处理?
How do you go about teaching your children?
你怎样去教导你的儿女好呢?
For all these reasons, we as a Church of God want to learn about sex together.
基于以上种种的原因，我们作为神的一家人，我们很想学一下这个话题。
And we want to use Sunday, the time of preaching, to learn about sex together.
我们想利用星期日讲道的时间，大家一起学一下性方面的事情。
And I hope very much, after listening to me and the Bible, that you will raise questions.
我又很希望你听到圣经，我讲道之后，你会提出问题。
I want to hear questions from parents.
我很希望从父母口中听到你的反馈。
The problems they have.
就是譬如你遇到的困难。
The difficulties that you are having.
你碰上的问题。
But particularly, I want to hear questions from young people.
而特别呢，我很希望从年轻人的口中听到你的反馈。
Questions that you dare not ask.
就是听到你提问一些问题，你是不敢问的。
Questions that you don't know how to verbalize.
是一些你不知道怎样用言语去讲出来的问题。
I hope that God our Father will encourage you to feel that in this church you have the trust to raise such questions.
我希望呢，是因为神的爱，你发觉在这间教会里面，你能够有勇气去提问这一类的问题。
Because these people are people you can trust.
因为这里一班人呢，你是可以信任的。
And above all, These people follow God our Father.
再讲呢，就呢一班人咧系跟随神嘅。
I want to speak briefly about our society today in terms of sex.
我想简短嘅讲一讲我哋今日处身嘅社会风气。
There are some areas I don't have to speak very much because you know very well.
某些方面咧，你都好熟悉嘅啦，我都唔需要讲好长。
I mention internet porn.
我提到网上色情嘅内容。
If you haven't seen it on the internet,
假如你作为年轻人冇喺网上见过嘅话
，then don't start seeing it.
咁咧就唔好开始睇啦。
Because today, unfortunately, the internet is a highway of all sorts of information, good and bad.
好不幸嘅咧，今日嘅网上咧，你系可以睇到好嘅、唔好嘅内容，你都睇得到。
And it's so easy.
系好容易睇得到。
With a few clicks and a few key strokes.
按几个掣
And then it's all free, ready for you to see.
咁就免费睇到啦。
This is our present world.
呢个就系我哋现今嘅社会。
I use the internet many hours every day.
我每日咧都用好多时间啦，网上。
I'm in my 50s now.
但系今日咧，我已经五啊几岁啦。
Up today, I do not and I have not used the internet for watching porn.
直至到今日為止，我都從來冇用利用過網上嚟到睇色情嘅東西。
I just talk about peer pressure.
我就講下嚟自朋輩嘅壓力咧。
I remember many many years ago in the 70s of the last century.
我仲記得咧係好多年前係70年代嘅時候。
In the last century.
就係上一個世紀嘅。
I went from Hong Kong to Canada to study.
我就从香港去到加拿大读书。
For the first time, I left Hong Kong, Asia, for North America.
我系第一次离开香港去到北美洲。
I spent 2 years in high school.
我花咗两年嘅时间读 high school。
Here in the UK, you call them junior high school.
喺英国咧就叫做高中。
That is year 11, year 12.
即系11、12班。
And I saw my own eyes how so-called free young people are at school.
我咧喺亲眼咧喺学校见到一啲男女嘅同学咧系点样相处。
I'm not talking about what they say and do in the toilets.
我唔系讲紧佢哋静鸡鸡喺厕所做乜嘢。
I'm not talking about what they do and say in private.
我唔系讲紧佢哋私底下咧。讲倾咗咩偈，做咗啲咩事
？I'm talking about what I saw they do in the corridors during recess.
我系讲紧咧，系小息嘅时间，佢哋喺走廊上边做嘅事情，我亲眼见嘅。
In front of the lockers.
就系喺个储物柜面，企喺储物柜面前。
In the corridors.
喺个走廊上嘅啫。
Where there are full of students and teachers walking by.
就系好多身边有好多同学啊，老师都系行过嘅。
Boy and girl.
男女。
Not to mention tunnels and backyard of the school.
咁仲再唔再讲咧？就系学校里边嘅隧道啊，或者系后院啊咁啦。
I experienced for the first time so-called sexually free society in North America.
我系第一次亲眼见到一个北美洲里边嘅所谓一个自由性解放嘅一种情况。
That was in the 70s of last century.
我而家讲紧嘅系上一个世纪70年代。
Today.
今日咧
，in the UK，
喺英國咧
，you can imagine，
你可以想象係點嘅咧
？I think you parents know more than I do。
我相信你作為父母嘅咧，比我更加清楚。
That's why sex is an important subject to study together in the Church of God。
因此，我哋喺神嘅教會裏邊咧，去談論性方面嘅事情咧，係非常重要。
I used the internet last week to learn。What the schools in the UK are teaching children about sex?
上一个星期咧，我上网查看过喺英国学校教性教育嗰方面系乜嘢。
Years ago in the UK, schools taught children about sex education.
喺多年前开始咧，英国嘅学校就开始教性教育。
And what did they do in sex education?
咁性教育系讲咩嘅呢？
They began to tell students about the body parts of a boy, the different body parts of a girl.
咁當然佢哋要講，介紹男性同埋女性嘅身體嘅構造啦。
Especially the sex organs.
尤其是生殖器官。
With a diagram, and today even with pictures, even video.
就有圖片，而今天可能更加有錄像。
And then they go on to tell our children about how a man and a woman, by making love, will produce babies.
接著他們繼續說，一對男女怎樣能夠生育下一代懷孕的呢？
Even years ago, they also told our children about contraception.
幾年前開始，甚至他會教學生怎樣避孕。
The simple fact that our schools needed to tell our children about condoms and contraception skills.
從這個事實，即是學校要教學生去避孕，用避孕套這一類東西，這類知識你就知道現在的情況是怎樣。
Because the students we're talking about are still in their teens.
因為他們說的學生都是青少年階段。
If you have come from the Far East only recently,
如果你只是最近才从东南亚方那里来的,
you might wonder why talk to our children about condoms so early.
咁你会奇怪，点解要咁早提前咁早就要教细蚊仔避孕呢？
In some schools of the USA,
咁喺美国某些学校,
the reality has become such.
那事實呢會變成這樣了。
The schools felt the need to hand out free condoms to teenagers at school.
到一個程度呢，學校呢覺得是需要呢派避孕套給學生。
Even today, in every school, our teens are taught how to put on a condom.
今天呢，在英國的學校呢，甚至青少年呢都會受到教育呢怎樣去戴避孕套。
What is the reason?
原因是什麼呢？
Very simple.
很簡單
and very alarming,
而且很令人震驚
because our country understands,
因為我們的國家呢明白到
our schools and teachers know well,
我們學校老師都明白到
that many of our teenagers have sex while they are teens,
很多青少年呢是青少年階段呢就已經有性經驗了。
By the way, the UK boaststhe highest number of teenage girls becoming pregnant in the whole of Europe.
少女懷孕的比率在整個歐洲裏面，英國是最高的。
Higher even than the USA.
甚至比美國更高添。
Yes, we are living in the UK.
我們是生活在英國。
I don't know whether you realize that UK stands at number one.
我不知道你知不知道英國是排名第一這方面。
Our young people are very curious.
我們的年輕人是很好奇。
They find it very hard to deal with what they see on TV.
他們眼見到的東西，他們不知道怎麼處理。
Our children are having a hard time dealing with what they see and use on the internet.
我們的孩子在網上見到的東西，他們真的很困難，不知道怎樣去應付。
Harder still, our children find it to deal with what they hear about what their peers do in private.
而更困難的就是我們的孩子聽到他們的朋輩說了什麼，他們的經驗。
So soon, many, even majority of our young people experience sex.
因此我們的年輕人當中越來越多人是有性經驗。
And girls get pregnant.
那少女就懷孕了。
What do they do?
那他們又怎樣呢？
You don't see many teenagers becoming mothers and fathers, do you?
但你不見到很多少女是成為父母的媽媽。
How do they deal with pregnancy?
那他懷了孕又怎麼做呢？
Oh dear, very, very complicated.
很複雜。
Abortion is also considered.
墮胎都被考慮。
So, this is the society that you and I and your children are living in.
那今天你和我和你的兒女都是在一個這樣的社會裡。
The reality is so serious.
這個現實是很嚴重。
The schools of England, the education department of the government,
英國的教育局呢?
And the schools of England,
和英國的學校呢?
Feel they must improve on sex education.
他們發覺呢, 他們應該在性教育那方面要改善。
Because the problem is too big.
因為這個問題實在太大。
They know they must improve on the way they teach sex.
他們知道了,明白了,他們的性教育必須要改善。
So today, if your children are fortunate to belong to a good school,
咁假如你嘅孩子咧今日系就读一间好嘅学校
，What they give your children is no longer sex education only.
你嘅孩子接受嘅性教育咧就唔单止系性各方面嘅知识。
Now they call it sex and relationships education.
而 現在咧，佢哋稱呢個叫做性與關係嘅教育。
Sex and relationships education。
性與關係。
Before they call it SE class at school。
以前叫做性教育。
Today at school they call it SRE。
現在咧就叫做性與關係教育。
What is new in this package？
咁喺呢個性教育裏邊係加咗啲咩裏邊咧
？Well, they still tell your children about the different body parts。
咁當然佢哋仍然教你個性知識啦。
They still teach your children how a baby is produced。
仍然講咧就點樣懷孕嘅咧
？Yes, they continue to tell your children how to put on condoms。
咁啊，仍然教人咧點樣去避孕啦。
But they also teach the children to negotiate。With the other sexual partner, teenage sexual partner.
咁但係咧，佢要加入去嘅咧，就係佢哋會教呢啲青少年咧點樣同對方磋商。
How to say no to the boy?
咁即係話，如果個男性提議個女性點樣要去講
？Or how to say no to the girl?
啊，點樣或者個男性點樣同個女性講不
？They also teach your children to think about consequences.
咁佢哋教啲青少年咧去考慮後果。
Hey, don't do it. You might get pregnant.
唔好做啊！你可能會懷孕。
And if and when you do get pregnant, what option you have?
假如你真係懷咗孕嘅時候，你有咩選擇咧
？Which teacher should you come to ask for help?
咁邊一個老師你可以去求幫助咧
？Teen Health Center。
就係呢一個青少年嘅輔導中心啊。
And they also teach about the importance of respect.
咁佢哋亦都教咧，要大家彼此尊重嘅重要性。
They teach about a loving relationship.
佢哋講到一個愛嘅關係。
How to have start a stable relationship?
點樣開始有一個穩定嘅基礎咧
？When I'm reading this thing,
當我喺度閱讀呢啲
，and I'm asking, why didn't you do these things earlier?
咁我就問點解唔早啲咁樣講咧？
Well, at least the schools are changing the content.
但最低限度咧，學校咧係改善緊呢個內容。
They know just telling your children about body parts and about condoms are not enough.
佢哋明白到咧，淨係教呢個孩子關於性知識啊、自己嘅身體啊，同埋點樣避孕咧、懷孕嘅過程咧係唔足夠。
And they are right.
佢哋係對嘅。
I pray and I support the schools of England to go further.
我係支持呢個教育局。
I support the schools of England to do better.
我支持咧英國嘅學校咧教育局咧去做好啲。
And now that I'm living in the UK also.
現在咧我自己都住喺英國。
My wife and I have become members of the same society.
我哋兩人咧都成為咗呢個社會嘅一份子。
I appreciate this country.
我係好對呢個社會好感恩。
And I love this church.
我亦都愛呢間教會。
For this reason, I am studying about sex with you.In the church.
為咗呢個原因，我喺教會裏邊同大家去討論呢個性方面嘅事情。
So you as parents and young people.
所以你作為父母或者年輕人咧
，You get your information about sex and education your own ways.
你有你嘅方法去得到一啲關於性方面嘅知識。
I invite you to compare what you learn from what you hear in the church with us.
我請大家咧。比較一下你喺呢間教會所學嘅，同你喺出邊所學嘅。
And I welcome your questions and suggestions。
咁我希望大家亦都向我提出問題啊、建議啊。
And I look forward to lively discussions。
咁我好希望咧，遲啲更加會有一啲討論添。
But first, may I talk about my parents and my teacher？
或者首先我先講下我自己嘅父母同埋老師。
I've spoken about my father and mother before。
我以前講過我父母。
May I talk about them again today?
今日我再重提啊。
Because what I have gotten from my father and mother was and remains very precious.
我從我父母身上得到學到嘅咧，係非常嘅寶貴。
Hey, I do not remember my dad and my mom ever talk to me about sex education.
我從來都冇記得咧，父母同我講過關於性知識方面嘅。
Not once.
一次都冇講。
I remember my mother talking to my elder sister about sex in her late teens.
我就係記得咧，當我家姐去到十七八歲嘅時候咧，我媽媽曾經同佢講過少少。
I remember a second, maybe the last time my mother talking to my sister about sex before my sister got married.
最後一次我媽媽同我家姐談論呢啲性知識咧，就係差唔多係我姐姐就嚟結婚之前。
But me as a boy and my brother.
咁我作為一個男仔，仲有我大哥啦。
I don't remember once my parents ever talked to me about sex education.
我爸爸媽媽從來都冇同我講過關於性知
識。Because I went to a boys' school, I had no sex education.
因為我咧就讀男校嘅，所以都冇性教育。
That was in Hong Kong.
咁就喺香港嘅時候。
No sex education for boys in Hong Kong.
喺香港咧，當年嘅對男仔咧係冇性教育提供。
For girls, when a girlbecomes 11 or 12 or 13, then puberty arrives.
女仔咧去到十一二歲咧，可能佢發育去到嗰個階段咧。
And the schools will tell the girls about puberty.
咁啊教學校咧就會教嗰啲少女咧，你去到發育時期啦。
But my parents no sex education for me.
咁啊父母嚟講咧就從來冇同我講性知識。
But the stable.Steady relationship between dad and mom.
但是我父母之间那种很稳定的关系呢?
How they sacrifice their own interests to keep the marriage.
他们怎样牺牲自己来维系这个婚姻?
Especially how my dad respects my mother.
尤其是我见到我爸爸很尊重我妈妈。
How my father often gives mother the best piece of meat during dinner.
我成日見到我爸爸係將最好嗰份餸咧，係夾俾我媽媽。
Somehow their relationship have given me confidence in getting married when my time comes.
佢哋兩人嗰種關係咧，係俾到我一種無聲嘅對婚姻嘅信心。
I'd like to speak about my dear teacher, Pastor Eric Chang.
我又想講下我嘅老師張堅和牧師。
That is the pastor who first started this church many years ago in Liverpool.
嗰位老師亦都係起初建立呢個教會，開始呢個教會嘅嗰一位。
During the 2 years of training under my dear teacher, Pastor Eric，
就係當年我係向佢求學兩年嘅時間。
I do not remember even once my teacher gave us sex education。
我從來都冇記得咧，老師係俾過我哋性知識方面嘅教育。
Not once.
一次都冇。
But a few times he talked about portions in the Bible about sex.
但係有幾次咧，佢曾經從聖經裏邊咧講教過我哋關於性方面嘅事情。
And I remember seeing my teacher having a certain pure attitude about the opposite sex.
我又見到咧，我老師佢對異性嗰種嘅尊重啊，同埋嗰種純潔態度。
I can sense his attitude is one of purity, and his thoughts are clean.
我就睇得出咧，佢嘅態度係純潔啦，佢嘅思想係清潔嘅。
I also notice there is a respect between him and his wife.
咁我都留意到咧，佢同佢嘅妻子之間係互重。
And seeing their marriage gives me confidence about marriage in the future.
見到他們的婚姻呢，就給到我對婚姻有信心。
Not only do I have confidence in marriage,
不單止對婚姻有信心，
I begin to have a very healthy attitude towards sex.
我對性這方面呢，有一個很健康的態度。
I notice my thoughts about sex are also becoming more pure.
我就發覺咧，我對性呢個觀念咧係越嚟越純潔。
And I know to respect the opposite sex is good.
咁我亦都知道咧，去尊重對方咧係好嘅。
At school,
你知啦，喺學校咧
，it is very important the teachers who give sex education is not embarrassed talking about it.
老師負責講性教育嘅老師咧，係必須唔好尷尬。
A good teacher must be confident in what he or she talks about.
一個好嘅老師咧，對佢所講嘅嘢必須係有肯定嘅。
But my teacher did not even talk about sex education.
咁但係我嘅老師咧，竟然一啲性方面嘅知識都冇講過。
Maybe he just sets the example.
又或者佢已經為我立咗榜樣。
And these people have helped me to become a good person.
呢啲人咧就幫助到我。以後成為一個好嘅人。
So I summarize a few important factors that helped me grow up as a good person.
咁讓我咧總結一下，令到我成為一個好嘅人嗰個要素。
My dear father and my mother.
首先就係我自己親愛嘅父母。
My very dear teacher.
我嘅親愛嘅老師。
The Bible.
還有聖經。
and my good friends.
仲有我啲好嘅朋友。
Yes, there are all kinds of students in my school.
冇錯，喺我學校裏邊咧有各種各樣嘅學生。
But I were blessed with good friends also.
但係我咧就被我啲好朋友祝福咗。
I had to deal with the peer pressure also.
我都一樣要面對啊，我啲朋輩俾我嘅壓力。
But then I had friends like me.
咁但係我有同我類似嘅朋友啊。
Who treasure purity?
係珍惜純潔。
Now, what does the Bible say about sex?
嗱，咁聖經對性又有講咗啲咩咧？
This is very important.
咁呢個好重要啊。
And I'd like to study this with you in the weeks to come.
咁我希望下嚟一段日子咧，同大家一齊學。
Practically, how does the Bible help you to become a good and pure person?
實際啲嚟講，聖經點樣可以幫到你成為一個好嘅人？
Let's start. Are you ready?
我哋一齊翻聖經。
Let's turn to our Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
創世記第二章第七節。
When Yahweh God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和華神用地上的塵土造人，將生氣吹在他鼻孔裡，他就成了有靈的活人，名叫亞當。
The Bible tells us every human being, man or woman, have two parts.
聖經告訴我們，每一個人，男或女，都有兩部分。
The flesh,
就是肉體。
Or you may say the body.
即係我哋嘅身軀。
But then our human body is simply flesh and blood.
我哋嘅身軀無非都係血肉。
So flesh, the first part.
所以係血肉啦，第一。
Then spirit.
第二咧就係心靈。
God's own spirit.
就係神自己嘅靈。
And here the Bible tells us that our human body is made of material that's taken from the earth.
正經講到我哋個身軀咧，個材料咧係地上嘅塵土。
In other words, our human body, flesh and blood, are simply chemicals.
意思即係話我呢個肉體咧，其實只不過係化學嘢嚟嘅啫。
Just like the mud and the dust on the ground are chemicals.
就正如泥土，地上嘅泥土都係化學嘢。
Just like a tree, the bark of a tree or leaves or flowers are chemicals.
或者樹啊花啊都係化學嘢。
Just like animals.Are chemicals.
又正如咧，動物啊，都係化學嘅嘢。
That's the first part of a human being.
呢個就係人嘅構造嘅第一部分。
Flesh.
血肉。
Chemicals.
化學嘅嘢。
And in this respect, animals and humans, in terms of body, are the same.
從呢個角度嚟睇咧，人同禽獸咧係一樣嘅啫。
Of course, you know the big difference between human beings.And animals is that we have been given something from the Spirit of God.
咁當然你都知道，人類同一般嘅禽獸，佢哋嘅分別咧就係人類咧係神賜咗一個靈俾佢哋。
In chapter 1, verse 27, we learned.
創世記第一章廿七節。
And God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them.
神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。
The Bible doesn't say that God has created a fish or a monkey in His image。
咁聖經咧又冇講到神咧按照自己形象做馬騮啊咁或者魚啊。
Only you, only I, are created according to God's image。
神淨係做你同我係按照自己嘅形象。
What does that mean？
咁意思係乜嘢？
We just read.
我哋就剛才睇到啦。
Because God has given into you and me something of His own spirit.
神咧俾咗你同我佢自己嘅靈。
In one word, human beings are flesh and spirit.
一句講曬咧，人嘅構造就係有肉體同埋靈。
Well, and then human beings did not fare very well.
但係人類嘅表現唔係幾好。
Let's turn now to Genesis chapter 6. And verse 1 to 3.
創世記第六章一至三節。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
當人在世上多起來，又生女兒的時候，神的兒子們看見人的女子美貌，就隨意挑選，娶來為妻。耶和華說：人既屬乎血氣，我的靈就不永遠住在他裡面。然而他的日子還可到120年。
So as time goes on.
咁日子一路咁過嘅時候咧
，human beings behave in the following way。
人類咧竟然係 有以下的行為。
A boy chooses a girl or a girl chooses a boy according to whether the person is sexually attractive.
咁人男人選擇女人，女人選擇男人咧，就睇佢有冇吸引力啦。
Well, this is not sinful.
嗱，呢個本身唔係罪惡嘅。
It is not a sin to feel powerfully drawn to someone handsome or pretty.
嗱，你對一個好英俊啊、好美麗嘅人，你覺得佢好吸引，呢個本身唔係一個罪。
But this simply proves that you have a human body.
呢個只不過係講到你實在係有一個軀殼。
And your chemicals, the hormones within you, are pushing you to feel attracted to the opposite sex.
你裡面的荷球啊，或者裡面你的化學料啊，荷爾蒙啊，去推動到你想去得到那些你吸引的人。
You are being physical.
你呢是屬肉體的。
But if the human beings never ever developed on this spiritual level,
但是假如人類呢，從來都不去在屬靈那方面發展的話呢，
then it becomes a problem just to be physical.
淨係純粹喺一個屬肉體嘅層面咧，係一個問題。
That's why in verse 3, Yahweh God said to himself.
因此咧，第三節咧，耶和華神就同自己講啦。
Because human being is flesh, my spirit will not remain with him to help him forever.
神就同自己講，因為人咧係屬血氣嘅，咁我嘅靈咧就唔要永遠住喺佢嘅裏面。
In other words, God's original intention is to stay within us, to encourage us to develop higher and higher.
換言之咧，神嘅初衷咧就係佢要住喺人嘅裏面，去幫助人去發展。
But then, because human beings are only physical and fleshly, he said, "I will not remain within him forever."
但係好可惜，當人咧係仲係屬血氣嘅時候咧，咁神就話：我嘅靈唔要永遠住喺佢哋裏面。
Let's read verse 12 in Chinese.
我哋繼續睇落去十二節啦。神觀看世界，見事敗壞了，凡有血氣的人，在地上都敗壞了行為。
Do not think the societies of today have become corrupt recently.
嗱，你唔好以為咧呢個社會係最近先開始敗壞。
Do not think that you are having a hard time to become a good person now because society is corrupt.
就唔好以為咧，你現在覺得做一個好人係難咧，係因為現在個社會敗壞咯。
Thousands of years ago,
其實係數千年前。
As early as chapter 6 of Genesis,
就係早到係創世記第六章嘅時候。
The whole planet Earth has become corrupted.
整個地球係敗壞。
And here we see the term all flesh.
呢度咧，我哋見到一個詞語叫做凡有血氣的人。
Now these two words, all flesh here means the whole of human race.
凡有血氣的人嘅意思即係整個人類啊。
That is basically everybody.
即係話每一個人啦。
It was so bad.
就係咁壞啦。
Let's read 17.
我哋跳到去第十七節。看啊，我要使洪水泛濫在地上，毀滅天下。凡地上有血肉、有氣息的活物，無一不死。
Situation became so bad that Yahweh God decided to destroy the world at that time.
當時嘅情況咧敗壞到呢個地步咧，神係決定咗佢要毀滅呢個地。
You might ask, why does God ever want to destroy human beings?
或者你會問點解神會諗起毀滅人嘅
？Isn't God is love?
神係愛咩
？Well, it's just like a terminal cancer.
哇，其實真係好似一個末期癌症啫。
Or maybe a cancer of an early stage.
又或者係早期嘅癌症。
When you and your doctor discover that you have a cancerous tumor inside your body,
當你或者你嘅醫生咧發覺你嘅體內開始有一個癌細胞啦。
You've got only two options.
咁你只有兩條路走。
Ignore it and face death.
就係唔理佢啦，就死啦。
Or accept operation from your surgeon.
又或者咧係請你嘅醫生幫你動手術。
And hopefully by removing the cancerous tumor, you might save the rest of the body.
咁希望咧有呢個癌細胞嘅腫瘤咧除掉咗之後，你就可以活啦。
Are the doctors being bad to you?
咁如果咁做嘅時候，你嘅醫生係咪好壞咧
？Is your doctor trying to do you harm?
咁呢個醫生係咪想傷害你咧
？Of course not.
當然唔係啦。
He only wants to save your body.
佢其實係想救你嘅肉體啊。
Cutting out the cancer.
就係剪除除滅咗呢一個癌細胞。
So the early world came to such a time when Yahweh God said, I must destroy all flesh in order to save the rest of the universe.
神就立了一个主意，我要去毁灭这个地，来到救整个地球。
Notice the same term here, all flesh.
请留意这里讲地上所有的凡有血气的人。
The same term we saw in verse 12.
十二节所讲的凡有血气的人，第十七节讲的是凡地上有血肉的人。
But here in verse 17, all flesh include not only human beings, but also all the animals.
但第十七节讲到的凡地上有血肉的，就不只是人，包括动物。
Not only humans are flesh and blood, animals are also flesh and blood, remember?
不只是人类先有血肉，动物都有血肉。
I say this just to prove to you from the Bible.
我就是想从圣经里面去证明
，human beings, you and I,
你同
are like animals.
你同我作为人类同动物禽兽一样。
You are flesh and blood. Animals are flesh and blood.
你系有血肉嘅，动物禽兽都有。
You have hormones. They have hormones.
你有荷尔蒙，佢哋都有。
You have sex desires. They have also sexual desires.
你有性欲，佢哋都有。
You are flesh, they are also flesh.
你是属血肉，他们都是。
But the difference is, we also have God's spirit.
分别就是我们人类有神的灵天。
They haven't.
他们没有。
Only if you and I make good use of that spirit.
唯有当你好好地善用这个灵。
If you don't develop God's spirit,
假如你不向这方面发展神的灵呢?
Then the Bible says to you, you are flesh.
圣经就告诉我们，你就是属血气的了。
And like animals.
就好似动物一样。
Well, let's rush on to the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第四节。
Let's read the first four, first in English. For by these God has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world.By lust.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
See how the Bible describes true children of God.
大家看看圣经是怎样形容真正神的儿女呢？
Children of God are people who have escaped corruption in the society because of so-called free lust.
神的真正的儿女呢，是已经脱离了世上从情欲来的败坏。
Just like I said, our society today is full of corruption.
就像我所说，我们今天的社会呢，是充满着败坏。
Why is the world today corrupt?
为什么今天的社会败坏了？
Why is China today corrupt?
为什么今天的中国败坏？
Because today humans believe in freedom.
因为今天的人类是相信自由。
Human rights
就是人权。
Don't tell me not to do what I want to do.
你绝不能告诉我不可以做什么。
Such kind of base freedom is called lust.
这种低贱的自由就是情欲。
And it is lust that will cause a person and a whole society become corrupt.
就是这种情欲叫到整个社会败坏。
True children of God have escaped such corruption.
神的真正的儿女是脱离了这些世上的情欲。
And having belonged to God our Father,
就属于神之后呢?
Have received a new goal for life.
就获得一个人生的新的目标。
They see a new hope in God.
又见到在神里面一个新的盼望。
What is the goal?
这个目标是什么呢?
What is the direction?
这个方向是什么呢?
What is that hope?
这个盼望又是什么？
That goal is to become partakers of God Father's divine nature.
目标就是要有神的性情。
Well, not surprisingly,
不出奇的。
When he designed you and me, he designed us according to his own image.
当他和他做你做我的时候，他是按自己的形象去做你。
When he breathed part of his spirit into you and me,
当他用他自己的灵去向你吹的时候，
the purpose,
目的呢,
is to help you and me become like him.
目的就是要帮你和我呢, 去似他。
By living beyond and above the standard of flesh and being physical.
就是靠着去生活呢, 是超过高过属血气的这个层面。
To become more and more spiritual.
就是越变得越来越属灵。
More and more like God.
越来越似神。
Having his virtues.
就是有他的性情。
to become more and more heavenly.
就是越来越变得属天。
And not earthly.
就不是只属地了。
For this reason, the Bible here tells us a program of progress.
咁因此咧，圣经就喺度讲到俾我哋听。一个进步嗰个进程。
It outlines a direction for the whole of humankind, especially God's children.
佢话规划咗一个对神嘅儿女俾咗我哋一个目标方向。
Well, let's read together, first five to eight.
我哋一定继续睇落去第五至第八节。正因这缘故，你们要分外地殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行。有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上虔敬，有了虔敬又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
A good life,
一个好的人生,
a pure life,
一个纯洁的人生,
the best life,
最好的人生,
is not just growing up and finding a job,
不是只是说出去找份好工,
no, it's not about doing bad things and hurting one another,
也都更加不是关于做一些坏事伤害别人,
starting as an animal and dying like an animal,
好像动物一样出生啦死亡啦,
no,Life is about pursuing a new direction.
新的生命是关乎追求新的目标。
The first stop is this.
第一个站是这样。
Faith.
就是要有信心。
But before you can believe in something true and good, you need to hear about it, you need to know about it.
但在你能够有相信某一些东西之前，你都要首先听到才行。
That's why you're here, to learn from the Bible.
因此，为什么你坐在这里是学圣经？
For those who have believed,
至于那些已经相信了的人呢?
The person must run after moral excellence.
那个人必须要追求德行。
And then knowledge.
还有知识。
What is the next term you see?
跟着下一个词语大家见到什么吗?
Self-control.
节制。
Not freedom.
不是自由哦。
Self-control.
节制。
And then perseverance.
还有忍耐。
Godliness,
还有虔敬,
brotherly kindness,
还有爱弟兄的心,
and finally, love for the whole humankind.
最后呢, 爱众人的心。
This is the direction.
这个就是我们的方向。
Before we must close now, before we close, let's turn to the book of Galatians.
我们结束之前呢, 回去加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
第五章的十三节。
For you were called to freedom, my brothers.Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
The God in the Bible wants us to have freedom.
圣经的神是希望我们有自由的。
But a true freedom.
但一个真正的自由呢?
And true freedom is not so that we can misuse it to gratify our flesh.
自由呢, 不是一种是可以让我们当作放纵情欲的机会。
I ask Olive to read first 16 and 17.
我们读16至17节。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和灵相争，灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能作所愿意作的。但你们若被灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Walk by the Spirit，
就是被灵引导。
The Spirit here means Yahweh God, our Father。
灵的意思就是神的灵，我们天父。
Walk by Yahweh Father，
就是被 Yahweh 神的灵引导。
Which means allow Him to share your life with Him。
意思即系话，你要让神咧同你分享你嘅生活。
Allow him to come into your home。
让神咧嚟到你嘅家庭里。
Allow him to go to your school with you。
让神咧去同你一齐翻学。
Allow him to share your problems with these struggles in life。
让神同你一齐分担你嘅问题啊、挣扎、困难。
Especially when you find it hard to resist temptation, allow him to walk side by side with you。
尤其是当你发觉好难去面对呢啲引诱嘅时候，你让神进入你嘅生活里边，求佢帮助你。
For our part, we must walk with Him.
而我哋方面咧，我哋必须要去配合。
If we walk very close to Yahweh Father, we will not carry out the bad desires of our human body.
假如我哋係好親密嘅同與神同行嘅話咧，我哋唔會咁容易咧去隨住自己嘅私慾嚟到行事。
Let's read verse 19 to 21.
我哋繼續睇第十九至廿一節。情慾的事都是顯而易見的，就如奸淫、污穢、邪盪、拜偶像、邪術、仇恨、憎敬。记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Anyone who do these bad things, we have no part in the kingdom of God, our Father.
任何一个行呢啲坏事嘅人咧，喺神嘅国就冇佢份啦。
We see here a list of examples.
我哋就见到一列嘅例子。
The first three are all have to do with sex.
头三样嘢咧系同性有关嘅。
The word immorality means free sex between people, whether single or married.
奸淫呢个字咧系讲到自由发生性关系嘅呢啲行为啦。
Impurity, the second term, refers to thoughts and activities that are dirty.
污穢咧就专门系指紧一啲我哋污秽污糟嘅思想。
And the third term, sensuality, refers to a craving for bodily sensual satisfaction.
而邪荡呢个字咧，专门系讲紧我哋一个肉体系想得到一啲感官上嘅快乐。
So the first three examples have all to do with sex.
所以呢三個詞語咧都係同性有關。
But these examples also include anger, a loss of temper, hatred, bitterness.
咁除此之外咧，仲還要包括咗咧惱怒啊、發脾氣啊咁樣。
Because all these things will cause a human being disqualified from entering the kingdom of God.
所有呢啲嘅壞嘅事咧，都會讓我哋冇資格進入神嘅國。
Not just sexual sins.
唔係淨係性犯罪。
Here we see the danger of being defeated by the physical, fleshly impulse inside our body.
由呢度咧，我哋又睇到嚟自我哋血肉所推动我哋要得到嘅满足咧，肉体上嘅满足咧，系好危险。
If we are defeated by this,
如果我哋俾呢啲咁样嘅肉体上想得到嘅呢啲私欲咧，俾佢打败咗嘅话咧
，I ask finally, I ask only to read.22 and 23.
咁我哋继续睇下22节至23节。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
How beautiful and how good to read these words and think about them.
去阅读呢啲经文咧，系多么嘅美好。
How pure.
系几咁嘅纯洁。
How admirable.
令人值得欣賞。
How desirable.
是令人值得去渴求的。
Fruit means result.
果子意思是結果。
Fruit of the Spirit means the result of walking by God, Yahweh Father.
聖靈所結的果子意思就是一個人如果被神的Yahweh神的靈去引導呢，他所結出的行為的果子。
Slowly we become a person of more love, more joy, more peace.
慢慢咧，呢个人咧就会变得越嚟越有仁爱啦、喜乐啦、和平。
More kindness and goodness。
越嚟越恩慈同埋良善。
But also we will have faithfulness from inside。
并且咧，我哋里边咧系会有信实。
Not just lust and free sex, but commitment, faithfulness, responsibility。
唔单止咧，净系有私欲啊、欲望啊呢啲，相反咧，仲会有信实啊。还有承担的委身
remaining faithful to another person
对对方永远是 忠实
and then also gentleness
还有温柔
but what is the last term
最后是一个什么词语呢
the most important and basic term
是最重要也是最基本的
self-control
就是自制
and this is exactly the opposite of what the world has been telling us
自制正正就是今天这个世界讲给我们听的相反。
We are free!
我哋係自由嘅。
Don't let the church tell you that you're not free。
唔好俾教會啊教壞你啊，你唔自由。
You are free to do what you want。
你自由自由，中意做乜？
Wow, you can do what you want。
咁啊，當然啦，你可以任你中意做乜。
There are consequences。
但係會有後果嘅。
But what is really good for us is self-control。
但真正對你好有好處嘅就係自制。
Faithfulness。
信心。
Goodness and love。
就係良善啊。
To walk by Yahweh God our Father。
就係與耶和華神嘅靈同行。
Let me close and summarize here。
我要結束啦。
The goal and direction that the Bible gives you。
聖經給你的一個目標呢
is also God's perfect will for mankind.
亦都是神對人的一個美好的旨意
That we must become not only flesh, but gradually more and more spiritual.
就是這個目標就是我們不要只是留在一個屬血肉的層面我們要變得屬靈
We must not remain an animal-like.
我們必須不可以好像禽獸動物一樣
We must become like God.
我哋必須要似神
，and that takes a lifetime of pursuing，
窮盡我哋一生去追求。
I believe it is this kind of beautiful, noble teaching from the Bible that has helped me to become gradually a good person。
我相信就係因為聖經有一個咁高尚嘅目標咧，令到我變成一個越嚟越好嘅人。
I thank God for Father for this Bible。
多謝神咧，俾我一本聖經。
You see, the Bible is not just talking about no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that。
嗱，聖經咧唔係講關於你可以做乜，唔可以做乜。
The Bible is about the perfect design of my Father God。
聖經咧係關於神完美嘅一個旨意。
Besides the Bible and the Father, I also thank my father and mother。
我除咗多謝神、多謝聖經之外，我多謝我嘅父母。
I also am very thankful to my dear teacher。
我亦都好多謝我嘅老師。
All these good people who helped me to become a good person。
呢啲所有嘅人都令到幫助到我成為一個好嘅人。
I hope you have learned something。
我希望大家學到一啲嘢。
Please give me questions, suggestions。
希望大家咧向我提問，俾建議我。
We want to study about sex together in small groups and as a church。
我哋希望咧，作為整體啦，或者係小組裏邊咧，都去談論下呢個題目。
I ask all of you to pray。
我哋一齊祈禱。